It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. Please that you would open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 7. We're going to read from the 19th verse of Genesis chapter 7 all the way through to the 19th verse of Genesis chapter 8. And so please open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 7. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Now, I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and be ready to read along with me today. Follow along with me. Genesis chapter 7, beginning to read with verse 19. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. All flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of the fowl and of the cattle, of the beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance that destroyed was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. God said, and God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep, and the windows of the heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off of the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mounts of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. And in the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and he took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. He stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of the fowl and of the cattle and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and they may breed abundantly on the earth, in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl, and whatever creepeth upon the earth, after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. Let's begin with prayer after reading of God's sweet word that we have before us. Father, please, that you will guide and lead us now. As we enjoy this, it is a wonderful time and a wonderful opportunity that we have to open your book and to enjoy it. Teach us, Father, exactly what we have that we need today. Touch our hearts. If our hearts are hurting, Lord, you heal the heart. And if they are in joyful, continue the joyfulness, Lord. Whatever the case might be, Lord, you can come and intervene and take care of it. So I ask that you do that today, whether it be for salvation or for growth, whatever it might be. Please, Lord, help me now to proclaim your word clearly. Help all of us to listen carefully and clearly to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's hard to imagine that we've had 1,650 plus years that the world has been in existence from the creation until this time that we're looking at now. And in that period of time, that instead of man becoming more and more like the Lord Jesus, and each generation being saved and being servants of God and praising and honoring God, it was just the opposite. They began to serve and praise and honor the devil and the prince of this world, and they looked to that and continued to make it more and more of the way of wrong and filthiness of the world, all those things. It's just such a sad time that we have, and we need to look and recognize the condition that this world has become. And I hope that in doing that, we can see that this world that we live in today is much like that. It is continuing to become more and more corrupt as the days go by, and it's going to do that. Those folks that say it's getting better, they are lying, because it's not. We have here this 1,600 and plus years of time, and it had gotten so corrupt that God had no choice but to destroy it, because they would have destroyed themselves if they hadn't have. And God, through his word, always has given us a remnant, someone that's preaching the truth. And Noah was it, and that was the size of it. That was the end of the line. And I believe that they probably sought to kill him and his family. And so it was time for this judgment to come. And as we look through these verses of Scripture, it's so sad, and I'll read just quickly, and then we'll continue. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of the fowl and of the cattle and of the beast and of every living, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, and of all that was in the dry land, died. Every living substance was destroyed, the Scripture tells us, which was upon the face of the ground. Both man and cattle and creeping things and the fowls of the air, they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive. It's sad to see, as this judgment come, as the very rain was poured out in spouts, as great streams, as mighty streams. And this judgment, as this came forward, we need to understand that not only did, because of the wickedness of this world, judgment was brought upon this earth and all that lived in it, and all was destroyed. All the makings of man, whether it be their home or their business or whatever it was destroyed. And it's sad, because there is going to be another time that will be faced, and it makes reference to it back here in 2 Peter, and I'd like to read that for you quickly. And we got 2 Peter chapter 3, 2 Peter chapter 3, the 6th and 7th verse. We have, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Judgment's coming again. As I said earlier, we are facing judgment because of the wickedness of man. It had gotten to the place that it was so evil and so wicked that God destroyed all that were here. And he also, in that destruction, in that time, he also destroyed the animals. As we've listed several times here, it goes through the description of them, that all flesh that died that moveth upon the earth, both fowl and cattle and beast and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, in the 21st verse. We look, if you would with me, to Romans chapter 8, because Romans chapter 8, turn to it quickly here, Romans chapter 8, verse 21 and 22, Romans chapter 8, verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. See, not only the beast, not only man, not only the beast, but also everything, the trees and the flowers and the grass and everything is under this curse. And so when this water was brought about upon all the world, and don't ever misunderstand that, it wasn't some like to believe it was just a short little area, a partial area, it wasn't. It was around the whole earth, covered it. Every mountaintop was covered, and I believe the scripture tells us by 15 cubits. I think my memory serves me right here. But it was by several feet that the water prevailed over the top of every mountain, every ridge, every hill, everywhere. There was that much water from below and from above. And this cleansing that took place, it was not only to get rid of man and his curse, but also it got rid of all the animals. It got rid of everything as we know it. It took care of the trees and the grass and the buildings, and everything was washed away, so to speak. But it was cleansed by this, was made somewhat new again. And yes, it's the old earth and everything grew back up, but started again. And all this time, as it prevailed and as it took place, judgment, you know, was underway. And we've talked about how that the very waters that destroyed all this, that same water is what lifted Noah up closer to heaven and kept him, sustained him, was the very design and plan that God had given him. He followed it to the letter. And it did just what he said it would do. It would bring salvation to him and his family and all that was aboard, which the two by two with all the animals, some of the sevens, because we will have at the very end of the chapter 8, it speaks of the offering. Noah built an altar unto the Lord. And so we have the month of November is when this all started. And I said last time it was, I made mention a couple times of November, and then somewhere along the line I threw October in, and I apologize for that. We should have stayed with November because I believe that to be the month. And when we look at this time, we look at the age of Noah, 600 years old, an old man that was given some instruction from the Lord, and that instruction was to build this ark and to preach the gospel and preach judgment was coming. And then when he was called, he entered in. The Lord shut him in, and now we've got all this time has passed to the point of 150 days. 150 days. Everything was destroyed except Noah and his family and those that was on the ark is the only thing that was safe. And my friend, if you want safety, you can't buy it. There's no way that you can attain security and safety and peace and joy and leave God out of it. So if you want financial security, you must come by faith to Jesus Christ. Now, am I saying you're going to be rich? No, I'm not. But you will be secure. And you can be secure financially. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be the wealthiest person. That doesn't even mean you're going to have enough money for everything that you want. But I promise you that's the only way that you're going to have peace. It's the only way you're going to have joy. If you look unto the Lord Jesus Christ for his power and his strength, buildings, boats, cars, all these things that we spend so much time acquiring. The people before the flood did the same thing. And you know what? All that was washed away. But worse than that, their life was snatched from them too, because of their wickedness and their evilness. Please that you look to Jesus Christ today, because there's nothing in this world that can be peace, joy, nor salvation. It must come through and by Jesus Christ. Please look to His Word. Read His Word. In His Word, the Holy Spirit can touch your heart, show you are a sinner, and bring you to Jesus Christ. Please let that happen. Because here's what I'd like to have said to you, as will be said to me, because I am a believer in Jesus Christ. God remembered Noah. It's going to be said, God remembered Larry. Because, you see, He never forgets one of His. And those that are His are those that have come by faith to Him and have been saved. And saving faith is a faith that is given to you to believe. But you have to respond. You have to trust in Jesus Christ. Please, my friend, don't miss that. The Holy Spirit will convict your heart of sin. The Holy Spirit will introduce you to the Savior, Jesus Christ. So please look to Him. Invite Him into your heart and trust Him as your Savior. Wonderful words. I'm sure that it's words that Noah enjoyed getting, because, you know, when we're put through a time of testing, Noah didn't really know what was going on. He knew God's Word, and he knew that this was coming, and he knew and felt this great vessel being lifted up and floating around, and he had no control to steer it to one direction or another. He didn't even have a window out front to see where he was going. And I believe we can thank and praise the Lord for that design, because Noah nor his family needed to see the destruction. That judgment that was pouring out, Noah was kept from seeing, and it would be an awful sight. And I think probably even the rushing of the water from below and the floods of water from above probably even muffled the cries of the wicked as they died. So Noah didn't even hear that. But it was an awful sight outside that ark. But the ark was a place of peace and a place of joy. And again, Noah was lifted up into the towards the heavens, while all others died and all they possessed was destroyed. Everything of Noah that he had that was in that ark is kept. We need to listen to God's plan and see what's important and follow after Him very carefully. God remembered, and God remembered Noah. Verse 1, chapter 8. God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged. Isn't that something? How that we can look to see the wonderful grace of God, the mercy of God. God remembered Noah. Everything is destroyed. A show of God's mercy to this man. To speak of him and to speak to him here, it's coming. God remembered Noah. One man, three sons, their wives, and everything that was in that boat, God kept. And we see that as we look all the way to the 18th verse of this chapter. When they are allowed to leave, Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. Every one of them. They didn't lose a one. During this time, while death was so certain and so sure to all those that were outside the ark, death was not present in the ark. Everyone that went on came off. Oh, it's such a joy to look to the Lord Jesus Christ and know in Him that we are safe, secure. Please look to Jesus Christ. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 13. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 13. Thus shall mine anger be accomplished. I will cause my fury to rest upon them, and I will be comforted, and they shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it in my zeal, when I have accomplished my fury in them. There was no question, as these men died, men, women, and children, the wicked of the world died. They know that it was God's doing. It wasn't something that was natural, it was something that was from above, judgment. And if you choose not to come by faith to Jesus Christ and face the judgment of God, you will know that He is the Lord. He is God. I hope that you don't have to see that side. I hope that you can come by faith to Jesus Christ. Here I believe that Noah, as he waited this time, you imagine that, 150 days, and he wasn't just sitting there whittling or twiddling his thumbs. Noah was busy. He was busy caring for all those, his family and all the animals and the creeping things, everything that was on the ark. He was caring for everything. So he was busy, but you still wonder. 150 days, and oh, this was a mighty vessel, but it's still, to be in there, cooped up for that long, 5 months, and then here comes these sweet words, and God remembered Noah in every living and every living thing, and all the cattle, everything that was on there. You know, sometimes we question whether the Lord has forgotten us. We're in a miserable place or a situation. Maybe it's financially, maybe it's a relationship problem. And even as a believer, we wonder, you know, Lord, I haven't heard from you for so long. Please do not ever think that He is not there. And when you're looking for Him, He has never left you. If you're a true believer in Jesus Christ, He's in your heart. He hasn't left you. You have left Him. And when that joy and that peace is gone and that look for the things of this life to fill that void, you'll find it's a miserable way. So please, that you look unto the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And understand that God is the only way that's going to give you peace and power and strength. And I promise you, He will never forget you, nor will He ever leave you. Look what come about here. We have them, God remembered Noah, and then I come down to the end of that verse. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. They receded. They begin to disappear. You know, we're not told at all to whether there's any kind of a wind that was blowing during the time when it was raining. I would say there was none. I would say that rain come and it flushed things so fast from below and from above. And the wind was not necessary to do the destruction that was going to come, the judgment that was coming. The wind would have only tossed the ark back and forth. And as judgment comes, we, even as believers, think how close to that judgment they are. Safe, but think how close they were. And so, whether the rains just, the water just lifted them up and they didn't float aimlessly, I don't want to give you that thought at all, because we know that God Himself was the pilot of this ship. That ship went wherever the Lord wanted it to go. It's kind of like the folks in the wilderness, as the nation of Israel was in the wilderness for 40 years. They didn't just just walk wherever they wanted to aimlessly, because they did not. They were directed by the Shekinah glory cloud. It was a fire by night and a cloud by day. Either way, they had the direction of the Lord to follow. And whenever it stopped, that's where they set camp up. When it moved off of the camp and stood before it, they tore the camp down and began to move. But no matter where they went, they followed after that. Here we have the God being the captain of the ship. Remember, he said he shut them in. He called for them to come into him. We're going to find at the end that he tells them to go forth of the ark, to leave the ark. And so we have great peace here, that God was present all the time as Noah was afloat here, and yet God was in very much in control. Here comes the wind. Now we need the wind. The wind to kind of lap up this water. It started to recede back into the land and started to find its way back up into the clouds. And the fountains also of the deep and the windows of the heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. Here we have the wind. Remember, always remember, they are under God's control. Sometimes with the crops, we don't think we have the rain when we should, or we have too much when we shouldn't, or we have too much snow, or whatever it might be. Please understand that God is in control, and we need to just look to Him that we may find His will and way. God is not under man's control. Man is under God's control. Here we find that he took something very natural, water, and brought it as a thing of judgment. And now we come and we find that as the judgment is complete, is finished, all that was in the earth was destroyed, except Noah and who was on the ark. That's it. Anything that was here on earth that did not enter into the ark is destroyed. And so now we come. Judgment's over. The water, the rain has stopped. It's been 150 days now, the scripture tells us. We had 40 days of rain, 40 days and 40 nights. But now the rain has ended. We're at 150 days. And the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. I keep thinking I'm saying 150 years. If I say that, why, realize that I'm adding something there that I don't mean to. It is 150 days. That this has taken place. And we find now in the 150 days the waters was abated, and the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon Mount Ararat. Oh, finally. Can you imagine what that means to Noah? I don't know if you've ever been on a ship. I haven't. I've been on just a small boats. But even those, when you step back on to dry land, it's different. Can you imagine what it's like being in this ship for 150 days? And I would say Noah never had been on a ship before. Oh, to feel that thing all of a sudden kind of make a little jolt, and it sits there. Oh, God remembered Noah. You know, as we look through these verses of Scripture, we'll begin here when we start next time we're together. Don't seem like we get too far, but we've got this ark to rest upon this mount, Mount Ararat. And so as we have come through the judgment, looked at the destruction, we know that God has not forgotten His promises to Noah and His words to Noah. And we begin there in the beginning of the 8th chapter. But please, as you see the waters returning where they should, the resting of the ark, and it's wonderful as we continue the study now, and we'll look through as we have the raven and the dove and things of that. So please don't miss. My dear friend, don't miss Jesus Christ. come by faith to him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?